We hope today's edition of The Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your host this morning, Monica Lovell. Our beautiful sister in Christ, Tina Dobbs, is over there running the iPad. And our guest this morning is our awesome brother in Christ, Pastor Chasten Music. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great this morning. It's good
to
be here.
I like that color of shirt.
Oh, thank you.
That's pretty. That's nice. Not pretty. It's nice.
It's nice.
Yes, it's nice. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to us three ways. You can email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837. And you can still post it to our Facebook page. And we will do our best to get it on paper so that we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll do our best to get that posted shortly after the program is ended. Our sponsor for today is Spain's Construction and Remodeling out of Weatherford, Oklahoma. Quality work by a company that has Christian values. Remember to like, share, and comment so that we know you're tuned in this morning. Even if it's later, we get notifications, y'all. I think I covered it all, brother. Would you please pray to start us out?
Yes, be glad to. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, what a joy it is to be able to come and to share your word, Lord God, with all the listeners today. Lord, we're thankful, Lord, for this program and all that it brings forth. Lord, I just pray your blessings over each and every person that is tuned in today. I pray that you minister to their heart and to their life. Lord, I pray that you speak to them personally, Lord God. I pray that they are able to receive, Lord, a word directly from you, Lord God, that they're able to share with those around them where they're at today, where they're listening. Maybe it's on their job. Maybe it's to a neighbor. Wherever it is, Lord God, we know that you can reach them through your word and by your spirit. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I like your title. Come to me.
Amen. Yes.
I like that. I like it.
Yes. And so that's just kind of the word that I felt led to share this morning. And we're going to be in the book of Matthew, chapter number 11. And I'm going to begin with verses 28 through 30. And then we will also go to some later on, early verses, you know, 2 through 4. Of Matthew 11, but these are the words of Jesus himself speaking, the red letters, if you will, and this is what Matthew 11, 28 through 30 tells us. It says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And so what comforting words Jesus is sharing here. And so we're just going to dive right in and just share about this scripture and what Jesus is doing, what he's talking about, but also what he is offering to us. And so, you know, you can apply. That's what's so powerful about the word is it can apply to your life even now. Whether it's Old Testament or New Testament, it can apply to your situation and where you are. And so if you just take life in general, life has, you know, lots of difficulties, lots of challenges, lots of things that we face, lots of things that we go through. And you got to remember that even during the times when Jesus walked, when he taught his message, all that Jesus did, there was people just like you and I. There was groups of people that faced many of the same difficulties, many of the same challenges. There were people that were sick, that were weary, that were discouraged, that were weak. They were drained spiritually or physically. And so sometimes we think we're the only ones facing or going through things, or no one else has faced it, or we read the Bible and say, these people never faced what we went through or what we have done, but they are ordinary, regular people just like you and I. They faced many challenges. And when I read this scripture right here, even just reading it today, I find strength, and I find encouragement, and I'm encouraged by it, because there's three things that point out to me as I read this one passage of scripture here in Matthew chapter 11 and the verses that we just read. The one thing that stands out to me is there's an invitation. And so Jesus is inviting people to come to him, no matter what they're facing, no matter what they're going through. It's an invitation to come to him. And what an invitation that is. Jesus was a people person. He loved and he cared for people, and he wanted them to come to him. The second thing that I see in this passage of scripture is I see an exchange that's taking place. Mm-hmm. I see a trading. And so Jesus is saying, come to me with all that you have, all that you're overcome with, all that is burdening your life, come to me. And if you will do that, there's going to be an exchange. There's going to be a trading. You give me what you have, and I'll give you what I have. Mm-hmm. And so if you give him your worry, if you give him your stress, your pain, whatever it is, if you give it to Jesus, he will exchange that and give you a peace. And the Bible even tells us it's a peace that surpasses all of our understanding. We can't comprehend all. We just know that when we hand it over to Jesus, he gives us something in return that we can't get anywhere else. And so what a great exchange that is. And the third thing that I see is I see old things coming off, and I see something new coming on. And so he told us here in his word, as we read, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you're going to find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So we take off our yoke, we take off our burden, and Jesus said, I'm going to give you a yoke, and I'm going to give you a burden that's my burden, that's my yoke, and it's going to be extremely light. And so old man's coming off, new man's coming on. We're a new creation in Christ Jesus. If you come to him, if you get that exchange, old man's passed away, behold, all things become brand new. You're a new person in Christ Jesus, all through that invitation. But this morning, I really want us to look at verse number 28. This is really what I want us to look at this morning. And it says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. And so I want us just to picture and just see for a moment Jesus and his ministry and what he was doing, what was taking place. He was ministering to people. Okay, he was teaching. These were people, as we said, that were overtaken, that were facing many challenges, different ways, different parts of life. But Jesus was bringing them all together. He was giving them a message. He was teaching them. And I can just see Jesus ministering to this great crowd or great multitude of people and just looking out and just seeing the different waves of emotion. There's be different waves. People are come for different reasons from all different places. And Jesus was moved with compassion. And so he had compassion. He had a compassionate heart. He was compassionate about people, those that were weak in heart, those that were weak in spirit, those that were facing challenges, those that seemed to be scattered out. Bible even tells us there was those that were scattered out like sheep, that they were lost and needed a shepherd. He had compassion for them. He was able to see into the depths, into the hearts of people, into even the multitudes of crowd. He would be able to look even individually into people's lives and see what they were facing. And as all this was happening and came forth, he began to deliver a word and to deliver a message. And this was a powerful word and a powerful message that came forth. And one of the questions that I have today, have you ever, in your most dire need, in the most critical time, have you ever heard a personal word that you needed from the Lord that very moment? Maybe from, maybe through scripture, maybe through prayer, from Jesus speaking into your spirit, or maybe someone coming along and giving you that confirmation of a word that you needed to hear. I think when we, whether we realize it or not, I think that every person has experienced that. They may not have realized or seen that it was God at that time, but you know, many times I think that we get words, receive things within our spirit from other people, wherever we're at, words directly from God that's trying to get our attention and say, oh, wow, that's what I needed. And so I think that we've all been in that time, been in that place. You know, sometimes we just need a word. You know, sometimes we just need a word from heaven, and we just need to hear. You know, I pray that sometime, Lord, I just need to hear from you. I've heard from everything, and I've heard all this, but I need a word from you. I need you to speak into my heart and speak into my spirit, and God's able to do that, and he will do that. But this is what he wanted to, through compassion, through his teachings, through his ministry, this is what he wanted to portray and wanted us even to be reminded of today, that he was their answer. And so they were seeking, they were searching, they were looking for something new. They were needing help, they were needing relief. But Jesus wanted them to understand and realize that he was their answer. And so I think just someone needs to hear that this morning and be reminded that Jesus is still the answer. He was the gift from heaven that was sent from the Father himself for you and I. And so he's still our answer this morning. Whatever we're facing, no matter what we're going through, he's still here for us. And so, you know, when you just think about who God is to you, and we're talking about how he's the answer, because many people will question that, many people will doubt that. I see him, the Bible tells us very specifically in several passages of scripture on who he is. If you go and you study, even the Greek in, the names of Jesus and who he is, I just put, a few down, here just to share, and then I'll go into some that's in the Greek. I put, he is my rising and he is my laying down. And so I think that's who he should be as mm-hmm. we begin the day, as we end the day. He is still our God. He is still our Father. Some in Greek, it says that he is Elohim. Elohim, and that, this is a plural word, and the meaning of Elohim is no one and no thing can compare to God. And he is above everything in this world. And so nothing in this world can compare to God. He is above everything. And, you know, I was just reminded just from this to share with you that he is the only one true God. And so there's many gods that's trying to be portrayed in the hour in which we live. But we got to be reminded there's only one true God. Nothing compares to him, and he is above everything. The second word is Elroy, and I had to look this up. Elroy, E-L-R-O-I. And this is what Elroy means, the name Elroy. It means the God who sees me. And I thought this was so powerful because God still sees us. God still sees us where we're at. And he still sees what we face. He still sees what we go through. And guess what? He's still the same compassionate, loving Father that he was back then. And it's still the same invitation to us as it was to them. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And so, as we said, there's still many that will question, you know, that have questions if he really does see us where we're at, if he really does understand, if he really does care about me, does he really love me? I've done too much in my life for him to save me now, to care for me now. And that's just a lie from the pits of hell. Jesus still loves and has compassion on you. I'm reminded that Jesus came for every single person in the world. Every terrorist, every person that does all these evil things in the world, Jesus still came to die for them. And so we can't overlook and question the compassion and the love. It's past our understanding. We'll never be able to comprehend that. But the main thing is we've got to realize and know that there may not be one person that loves us here in this world, but Jesus still loves us, and Jesus still has compassion for us, and that invitation is still open. Have you ever had, you know, that one person that questioned your faith? That questioned, you know, if you are really changed, really questioned whether you were saved, that really questioned, you know, is Jesus really that person? Is Jesus really, you know, it? And I think we've all had that person, and a lot of times it's those close friends, it's those close relationships that you have that will try to turn you away or try to question, you know, are you really changed? And again, it's the same that was even in Jesus' time as well. Jesus was questioned, even those that were closest to him questioned, you know, is he really the Christ? Is he really the Messiah? Is he really who he says he is? And that one person that was really close to Jesus, I believe there was a few, but the one that I'm going to mention today is John the Baptist. John the Baptist is one that questioned Jesus. He was very close to Jesus. He had his own disciples, and there was even a time where even people and his own disciples and all really looked to John the Baptist as the Christ. And so very close in comparison. They both had disciples. They both walked the earth. They both did many great things. And so there was just a different views. But John the Baptist really questioned, you know, is Jesus really who he says he is? Is he really the Christ? And we find this in Matthew chapter 11, verses 2 and 3. And it says here in the New King James Version, "And when John had heard in prison about the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples. And he said to him, 'Are you the coming one, or do we look for another?'" And so what John is saying, he said, "I'm sending out these two disciples, these two spies, and we're going to find out if Jesus is the person that we have been told that is the one that we should be looking for, or we need to find out if there's someone else that's coming that we need to be looking for." And I like the response here. What a word that came forth. I'm thankful to know that Jesus answers. Amen. That he doesn't have to leave us wondering. And this is how Jesus answered here in the next couple of verses 4 and 5. "Jesus answered and said to them, 'Go and tell John the things which you hear and see.'" So Jesus is speaking this to the two spies, the two disciples. And this is what he said. He said, "Go and relay this message to John. The blind see and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who is not offended because of me." Amen. What a confirmation and what a word that went forth from Jesus back to John in prison. You know, and that's a word I think that we can even send back. And so all those that question our faith, all those that question who we are in God, you know, that's a word that we can send back, that Jesus gave an invitation. I accepted the invitation, and, you know, he saw me where I was, and I saw that I needed a change in my life. And so, you know, it goes back, you know, and say, I once was lost, but now I'm found. You know, I was blind to a lot of things, but now I see. Now I'm open and see the real truth, see the real love that Jesus has for me. I was broken, but now I'm whole. And so that could be, you know, that's our testimony. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, that's our song. That's our joy unto the Lord. So I know I've spoke a few a little while now, so I didn't know if y'all had anything that you'd like to share. Just jump in there. So
that picture over there, I did that picture, I don't know, a while back, and when the Holy Spirit inspires me to bring one up here, I bring it. Mm-hmm. I've learned not to question. And I'm still learning, because sometimes I do. And when I'm sitting here and I'm listening, the Lord just, he uses that to show me things. And like this morning, that picture has a black center, like a pit.
Yes.
And we handed it to me, was to show them. And in the center is a silver cross that has little black things on it.
Uh-huh.
And that represents the sin that he took. It's so awesome when I can sit here and be fed and then have him feed me as well in my spirit.
Yes.
And tell me, just tell my people I'm here.
Yeah.
And I love them. And I want to bring life back into their dark soul. Because, man, I was dark. I don't think you get any darker than murder. Planning murder. How much darker can it get? Yeah. And if the Lord can bring me out of that pit, a murderous heart, and take on all my sin, he can do anything for anybody. And he wants to. That's the most beautiful part. And I have to be honest, I almost threw this painting away. Because see right here, I swiped with my sleeve as I was painting it. There's a little mistake there. But unless it's brought to your attention, you really don't notice it. But me, being the one that made it, I notice it. And I wanted to throw it. And the Lord said, no, it's not trash. And then I had this. And he said, I want you to grind off the necklace holder. It's an old necklace piece. He said, grind it off, and I want you to put that in the center, because I'm going to use it. So what you think is trash, if you think you're trash, you've done too much, I promise you, you're not. You take your stinking life to the foot of the cross, open your heart, and let the Holy Spirit move in.
Yes.
And teach you. He will take things. He will encourage you to remove things. And then whenever you do, he's able to deposit the fruits of the Spirit to produce.
Amen. Yes. So. Absolutely.
I'll bring it closer. this is the bad spot. I almost threw it away because of that.
And yeah, I never even noticed it until you just pointed it out. Yeah. And it's been up here for weeks.
Yeah.
You know, just when we think, you know, just when we think it's over, just when we think mm-hmm. that we can't get past and all, that flows right into where we're going this morning.
Okay.
Jesus shows up.
Yeah.
He shows up right onto the scene. And so I'm thankful to know when, you know, when the building of life is like burning down, Jesus shows up and puts the fire out.
And, you know, Chasten, at 12, I've said this before, I've shared it before, I died at 12. How does it matter? How and what happened doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But let me tell you what does matter. When you're a 12-year-old girl and your eyes close in the physical and you hear your name and you, when you hear your name, your spiritual eyes open and you see the heavens open up. And I can tell you, he does ride down on clouds. He does. He really does.
Amen. He does.
And I know this past week I've been really struggling. And I'm going to be real honest. I've really been struggling with suicidal. But I know that it's not mine to take.
Right.
The life I have is not my own. And it really hurts. I don't really talk about it to people because I take it to my father. And he always whispers encouragement and reminds me that I'm his. I'm not my own. And I'm not done. So I know those thoughts are not God's. They're from the enemy. Because he only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And if he can talk me into taking my life, what does that do to the purpose God has for me on this earth, for his kingdom? It kills it.
Yeah. Right.
God even wants those. If you're having those thoughts, I know holidays can be hard. Thursday. Thanksgiving is the 23rd. Mm-hmm. My daughter would be 30 this year.
Wow.
Halloween was 10 years that I buried my husband, that he passed away. So this time of year, for some reason, it's just hit harder. It's just hit a little harder.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Mm-hmm. Because now I know what to do with all that. Not barricade myself in and bow down to the emotions and the feelings. It's to take them to my Father. And listen.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
For his